Top 10 signs now you're not going to win a Nobel Prize. they pass out the prizes in medicine, physics, chemistry, economics, and literature. Here we go. Number 10, you put all your money on the Mets. Number 9, only thing you ever won was a rib eating contest. Number 8, you spent 3 years trying to prove the formula macaroni plus cheese equal delicious. Number 7, the only A on your report card was when your teacher called you a moron. Number 6, you graduated from Harvard, but it's the Harvard in Mexico. Number 5, when watching Jeopardy, you answer every question with, who is Larry Hagman? Number 4, every time you see an airplane, you scream, run for your lives, giant metal bird. Number 3, devoted your life to studying global cooling. Global cooling. Number 2, you're known for invading Iraq without an exit strategy. And you're on Letterman playing with a bunch of spring snakes. There you go.
Springtime, almost. Yeah, I said almost because it kicks in tonight at 10:06 Central Time. And thanks for joining us at 6:08 on WRJN. Yes, today is the first day of spring. It's going to be a nice day. Partly sunny, highs near 50. However, snow is likely Thursday night and Friday, maybe an inch. Maybe that groundhog wasn't right after all. Didn't he predict an early spring or something like that? What does he know? He knows enough to have a day named after him each year. That's what he knows. Partly sunny, highs near 50 today. A clear sky tonight, lows 26. Sunny with a high near 35 tomorrow. That'll be the high. Right now it's cloudy and 31 degrees in Racine. I think we're having a cruel first day of spring is what I think we're having here. Susan Fearlock is going to be joining us this morning at 7:06, and she is with the Neighborhood Watch, Racine Neighborhood Watch, and they have an event coming up called Take a Taste Out of Crime. Take a Taste Out of Crime, and Susan's going to be here at 7:06 to tell you all about that big event this morning. Those energy drinks. Do you drink those at all? I don't. I like Red Bull and all those energy drinks, Monster Energy. I've never had one before. I've had the 5-Hour Energy, that little tiny thing, but never a full can of something to drink. The site Eat This, Not That ranked the 25 unhealthiest drinks on the planet. They ranked them based on how much sugar they have. And you might be drinking a few of these because you think you're being healthy by drinking them. Number 1, Naked Mighty Mango Juice, 57 grams of sugar. It's one of those healthy-looking juices in the produce section, but it's not that healthy. Naked Blue Machine Juice, I don't like the name of that, 55 grams of sugar. Monster Energy Drink, that's a big one, 54 grams of sugar in everything, every can. How about Arizona Sweet Tea? A lot of people drink that, 53 grams of sugar. Naked Green Machine. What's with these naked drinks? 53 grams of sugar. Starbucks Frappuccino, that has 47 grams. Mountain Dew, 46 grams. Welch's Grape Juice, this surprised me, 44 grams. They say be careful of all fruit juices because they contain a lot of sugar. Barks Root Beer, 44 grams. Arizona Green Tea, another big one, 42 grams of sugar. And bubbling under the top 10 at number 11 is Pepsi with 41 grams of sugar. See, I don't drink any of those drinks. I don't drink soda. And I don't drink any of these Monster Energy or energy drinks or whatever. But they do contain a lot of sugar, don't they? No wonder why we're all bouncing off the walls when we get to work in the morning. The inventor of the karaoke machine has passed away at age 100. A study. When did he invent the machine? When he was in his 70s? A new study claims that Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond is the best karaoke song to sing if you can't sing. Do you remember the King of Queens? Doug went to Doug Heffernan. That's what's his name? James, what's his name? I can't think of his name. Anyway, Doug Heffernan, the character, went to karaoke night against his, you know, will, and he wound up loving it, but he sang Brandy. That's not a bad song to sing if you can't sing, because he can't sing, and he sang it. That's a good song. All right. I've mentioned before in the show, I've never had a beer in my life. I sipped it once. I had a taste of it, but I didn't like it. But now there's pizza-flavored beer, and this is not going to make me want to try beer. New Belgium partnered with the frozen pizza brand Tombstone to make pizza-flavored beer. You can sign up to win some at voodooranger.com. They'll start selling the four packs next month for $50. Pizza-flavored beer. A man in Nevada had more than 100 pounds of sliced bread dumped on his property. This happened last week. Said he had no idea where it came from, but eventually he cracked the case. It seems a distributor came forward and said they contracted for a driver to handle that route, and he dumped it because he was mad and didn't want to go through the process of returning it. So he got 100 pounds of bread. Now, I assume it's all, you know, in wrappers and stuff because it was being delivered. If that's the case, hey, you just got 100 pounds of free bread. Start freezing it and give some to the neighbors. I assume the company didn't want it back. All right, this is not a date. LinkedIn is not a dating site. I'll just start off with that. 52% of people, though, who are on the dating scene say they've been on a date with someone they met on LinkedIn. It was apparently the most popular answer for ways to meet people for dates. Now, LinkedIn, for people that don't know, is like a business. It's like a Facebook for business people. That's what it's like. It's Facebook for business. And obviously now it's a dating site, too. Someone in Minnesota told cops they saw a guy walking down the side of the road with a shotgun, and he tried to hide it as they drove by. But things aren't always as they seem, because it turns out this guy had a walking stick with him, not a gun, and he was trying to hide it because he was embarrassed. They caught him playing air guitar on the walking stick, so he hid it. All right. From the I'll Bet You Didn't Know This department, there aren't just blue-collar and white-collar workers. There are other colors, too. Red-collar workers are government workers. I didn't know that. Green-collar workers are people who work in jobs that are good for the environment. How about disc jockeys? What are we? I don't know what we are. Mauve? I don't know what DJs are. I don't know what we do. We don't really work, so I don't know what they call us. All right, here's some fun facts. Showbiz fun facts. Woodstock, back in 1969, was Crosby, Stills, and Nash's second time ever performing on stage together. The first time was the night before when they practiced. Now, Neil Young was also with them in Woodstock, but he refused to be filmed by the cameras who were making the movie Woodstock. There are a couple of groups that refused to let themselves be filmed by the documentary people who made the Academy Award-winning movie Woodstock, because they thought it was commercialism and they thought it was going to be terrible. I heard an interview with one of those groups. I don't know if it was Leslie West from Mountain. I'm trying to remember who it was. They regret that they listened to their agents and didn't let them be in the movie, because it would have been preserved for history, their performance that day. And now they wouldn't let them be filmed. So there's nothing. A lot of groups at Woodstock refused to let the documentarians film them for the movie Woodstock. And now they not preserve those things. See, now we're listening to your agent. All right, the song You're the Best from The Karate Kid, originally written for Rocky III, but the producers didn't want it. They went with Eye of the Tiger instead. Now, here's what happened. Do you remember the first two Rocky movies? They used that song, Gonna Fly Now, the instrumental. When they got to the third movie, Stallone said he wanted a song that would appeal to the youth, not an instrumental. So they went with Eye of the Tiger. But there were some others. There were a whole bunch of others they auditioned for. But Eye of the Tiger, good choice. It was a big hit song. We mentioned the other day, I don't know if you remember this, that a museum in St. Louis wanted to break the Guinness World Record for the most people with underwear on their heads. They wanted to break the record with 314 because they were going to break it on March 14th. And the area code for St. Louis, where they were, was 314. Well, they broke the record, but it wasn't 314. It was 355. All their parents must be very proud of them. They were all wearing underwear on their head. Oh, Guinness has a record for that? I mean, come on. Really? A man sued an airline after they lost his checked luggage filled with crab meat, which led to its spoiling. Now, a court ruled the airline owes him $800 because of the crab meat. Even though it wasn't supposed to have, he wasn't supposed to have perishable items in that suitcase, the court said, if an airline accepts checked baggage, it assumes liability, even if the airline has not agreed to transport certain items. Could you imagine the smell when they opened up that bag? Spoiled crab meat. Who knows how long it was in there for? Could you imagine the stench if they opened it up in that airport? The government this one I don't get at all. The government is stepping in to try to stop fast food places like McDonald's from having ice cream machines that are always broken. I don't have any more on that story. I'm going to try to find more on it. That's all they gave us on that story. Why is the government stepping in because McDonald's has a broken ice cream machine? Which they do all. When you want ice cream, you're like, well, the ice cream machine's out today. Why would they even butt into that? But anyway, they're trying to. Let's see. We got some regular showbiz news now. One of horror's great unsung classics, 1979's Tourist Trap, is getting a remake. Is that the one with Chuck Connors? I remember seeing that movie. Master of Horror, Joe Dante, who already brought you Gremlins, The Howling, and my favorite film of all time, The Burbs, will direct a reimagining of The Little Shop of Horrors. You can check out the trailer for Timothy Chalamet's new Bob Dylan biopic. That guy's busy. He was just in the movie Wonka. And Bruno Mars owes $50 million in gambling debt to the MGM Hotel in Las Vegas. He's lucky this isn't back in the 50s, or they would have got their $50 million from him in another way. How do you lose $50 million in gambling? $50 million in gambling. And if I ever go, I go to a casino once every decade, maybe less than that. But if I do and I lose like $5, I get all upset. 619 WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station. 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, 1400 AM. It's 619. First day of spring. Good morning.
Heartbreak. I don't need another turn to cry. No, I don't want to learn the hard way. Baby, hello. Oh, no. Goodbye. But you got me like a rocket shooting straight across the sky. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's impossible.
It's 621 at WRJN. Partly sunny on this first day of spring. Highs near 50. Clear tonight. Lows 26. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 35. That doesn't sound like spring. Snow likely Thursday night and Friday with maybe an inch. That doesn't sound like spring either. Spring kicks in tonight at 10:06 Central Time. So maybe after that it might feel a little springy. Right now, cloudy and 31 degrees. Windy too. When we're seeing. I've got some State Fair tickets to give away in a few minutes. Keep it here. You might be winning a pair of tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair's main stage act. We'll tell you which one we're giving tickets away to in just a few moments. Coping with a serious illness can be overwhelming. Where to turn for help? Fortunately, in our area, Hospice Alliance is known for award-winning care covered by Medicare and many private insurance plans. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning, community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org. All right, time for more wake-up news this morning. These are the stories you need to wake up to. A woman in India got married to a guy in September. The next day, he revealed he was bald and he'd been wearing a hairpiece. Now she filed for a legal complaint against him, and the police are looking into whether this is fraud because he wore a hairpiece and didn't tell her. Okay. I mean, okay. Survey asked people what pets make them more or less willing to date someone. 50% of people said a dog makes them more willing to date someone. 35% said that about a cat. 33% said that about a horse. How many people have you dated had a horse? On the other end of things, 59% are less willing to date someone with a pet tarantula or a snake. How many people have pet tarantulas out there? Is it more common than I imagine? Fun facts this morning. In 1989, Blockbuster was growing so fast, a new store was opening every 17 hours. Today, there's one Blockbuster left. You know where that is? In Bend, Oregon. They made it like a museum out of the place. They still rent movies, too. And they still have the Blockbuster name on it, the last one left in the world. There was one opening every 17 hours. I remember here in Racine, just in Racine alone, we had one on Highway 20, right where the Piggly Wiggly was. And we had one on Highway 11, where the other Piggly Wiggly was. There was a Blockbuster there, too. Gone. Yeah, they were all over the place. I remember where my mother lived in Florida, there were three of them. Three. And every time I had to return a movie for her, I said, which one did you go to? She didn't remember. They're all near one another because you rented from all three of them. Yeah. Those days are gone. Bye-bye, Blockbuster. All right. If you add up all the numbers on a roulette wheel, you know what that comes to? This will scare you. 666. That's the one to play roulette. Pat Morita was 52 years old when he played Mr. Miyagi in The Karate Kid. Ralph Macchio is now 62 years old. He's 10 years older than Pat Morita was when he played Mr. Miyagi in the original film. Does that make you feel a little older? Yeah, we're all getting a little old. I'm not going to tell you. Let's see here. All these papers are stuck together. More fun facts. Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen. Identical twins, right? Wrong. They look similar, but they're fraternal twins. They're not identical. A woman in Bangkok, Thailand received the longest prison sentence in the world. This was back in 1989. She was sentenced to 141,078 years for running a $204 million pyramid scheme. She only served 8 years, though. How does that happen? How do you get 141,000 years in prison but serve only eight? Pringles. It's only about 42% potato. The rest, wheat starch, flour, oil, salt, and seasoning. And because of that, they can't call themselves potato chips. They can only call themselves potato crisps. But I don't think they even do that. They just call themselves Pringles. A woman recently caught her boyfriend cheating. You know how she did it? You think you're pulling off a big scam if you're the boyfriend. You think you got her wrapped around your finger. There's no way she's going to find out, right? All right, here's how she found out her boyfriend was cheating on her. He sent a selfie, and he spotted another woman's legs in the reflection of his sunglasses. Just when you think you got her fooled, that happens. There's a photo on Reddit right now that's causing a big debate. It's just a guy eating a pizza in the delivery room while his significant other appears to be in the middle of contractions. People are debating whether that's the wrong thing for the guy to be doing. Kind of think it is. A survey found the top things we lie about in social situations. We lie about our job, how much we've traveled, and how often we exercise. See, I never bring up exercise. It's never part of the conversation when I meet people. A distillery in New Hampshire has two new liquors coming out, a whiskey that tastes like deer and a brandy that tastes like the corpse flower. Now, I've never smelled the corpse flower, but I hear it's the most disgusting smell on the planet. And I have no idea what deer would taste like, so they can say anything, and I'd have to believe them. It's 627 at WRJN Radio. We are very happy to welcome country platinum recording artist Riley Green to the Wisconsin State Fair main stage Wednesday, August 7th. Get ready to kick up your boots and let loose for an unforgettable night of music, solid vibes, and summer fun. Also joining Riley Green on the main stage August 7th, fellow country sensation Avery Anna. You want to go? I've got a pair of tickets waiting for you right now at 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. That's 262-634-9756. All right. Hey, hi, what's your first name?
My first name is Pat.
Hi, Pat. You want to go see Riley Green at the State Fair?
Sure, sounds real good.
Do you have boots to kick up when you go there? You got to kick up your boots.
There you go, yep. I got to buy a pair of boots.
All right, got to buy a pair of boots to kick up. Once you do that, you're all set. All right, Pat, what town are you calling from, by the way?
Pardon me?
What town are you in?
Irishine.
Okay, hold on, Pat. I'll get your information in just a second. We'll get you those tickets to see Riley Green at the Wisconsin State Fair. And that's coming up on, what are you talking about, August? Wednesday, August 7th. Wow. I mean, we're just not even in April yet, and we're setting up for August. At 628 at WRJN Radio. Don't forget, coming up this morning, we're going to talk about the event called Take a Taste Out of Crime. It's the program from the Racine Neighborhood Watch. We'll talk about that, and that's coming up at 7:06 this morning. Here at WRJN Radio on this first day of spring. It kicks in at 10:06 this morning. Is that this morning? No, it's tonight. 10:06 tonight. Yeah. Isn't it odd that spring starts on March? I know it's the spring equinox, and I know that works. But isn't it strange that it's kicking in on March 19th? Usually it's the 21st of March. Maybe that's moving up closer and closer. Partly sunny. Highs near 50 today, but highs near 35 tomorrow. Maybe an inch of snow Thursday night and Friday. Yeah. What are you going to do? 629 WRJN, hometown radio refreshed, a civic media station. So there we are.
Hair wants to have hair. That is true. I hate tall people with their long necks blocking the sun so that nothing can grow. Tall people are like the SUVs of humanity, sapping the earth of its strength. The thing I hate about tall people is they just assume the rest of us want to be tall. That's not true. It's just like people with hair just assume everybody without hair wants to have hair. That is true. The thing that makes me feel better about my hatred for tall people is this. Have you ever seen like a really, really old tall person? Yeah, me neither. They don't last very long. Enjoy your basketball and your view, tall people. You're going down.
To theaters and not to like some streaming service. I think when it's made for the movies, it's a little bit better. But I hope they do that. That's what we had on one of our showbiz stories. Isn't that strange? Barry Gibb is the last one left. Maurice and Robin are gone. Their brother Andy's gone. They're all gone. He's the last one standing. Isn't that weird? Back in the 70s, they were the king of disco, the Bee Gees. You know how many hits they had? They had the whole Saturday Night Fever album with the Bee Gees. I mean, one song had More Than a Woman, How Deep Is Your Love. I can't think of all the songs. They just had a ton of them. Tragedy was another great disco song they had. One after another. And now, Barry Gibb, Last Man Standing. At 7:37 to WRJN, let's check the news this morning from Stuart J. Waddles in our news center. And Stuart's watching these stories and more this morning. Complaints so far have come from 27 people in connection to fake names on the recall Voss paperwork. The Racine County District Attorney says 24 complaints have come in from people that claim their names appear on a recall petition without their consent. Recall Voss organizers assert they hired trustworthy signature collectors and hinted at a conspiracy involving Voss supporters in the irregularities. While Racine County prosecutors have suggested the possibility of identity theft, charges in certain cases, no official decisions have been made yet. Some folks can go to the polls today. Early in-person absentee voting starts in many communities ahead of the spring election. Local clerks started mailing out requested ballots last week. You can still apply online to get a ballot in the mail, to see what's going on your ballot, and to find out where you can vote in-person absentee. Check the website, myvote.wi.gov. That's myvote.wi.gov. Teacher pay in Racine will go up next year. The Racine Unified School Board last night approved measures that will increase staff pay for the next school year, with a total increase estimated to be around $3.7 million. One measure is a salary step increase based on teachers' years of service, while the other is a level increase based on the instructor's educational level. Those in support talked about the importance of better pay and reducing turnover, improving student learning, boosting morale, and enhancing the quality of life for educators. Those are the stories Stuart J. Waddles is watching in our news center this morning. Now, yesterday, I didn't get around to his news. We ran out of time, but one of the news stories he was watching yesterday, Samadorama's 50th, marks the return of a Racine tradition. Some details about getting back to what used to be came out on social media with the president of Salmon Unlimited posting a video. The festival will run Friday, July 12th through Sunday, July 21st, with Derby returning to the festival hall grounds. Organizers say there'll be live music every night, cheese curds. Oh, I'm going. The kids' pond, a fish boil, fireworks on the first night, and the city recently hired a new company to run the festival grounds. Let's get back to those cheese curds. Let's move back just a little bit there. Salmonorama. Ah, I've got lots of pictures of us broadcasting from Salmonorama. And we used to have a good time there. We used to broadcast the full 11 days during the event. And I have a picture of a very young startup congressman sitting there with me at the table, WRJN table. And that was Paul Ryan. He was just getting started back then. And he sat in on the broadcast with me at Salmonorama. I got a picture on my cell phone of that. We found an old Polaroid of it. So, yeah, we always have a good time at Salmonorama, or as we lovingly called it here, Fish Fest. They changed the name at one point a few years ago to what they call it, the Big One or something like that. Yeah, and then they went back to Salmonorama. You know, when you talk to someone who doesn't live in Racine or the Racine area, like you'll talk to somebody in Wyoming or Montana, you say, oh, Salmonorama. They go, what the heck is Salmonorama? I used to talk to my radio friends in different parts of the country. And I used to say, I can't wait. I got to go broadcast from Salmonorama. Salmonorama what? I said, it's a big festival on Lake Michigan. That's all you need to know. From what? That's what they used to say. All right. A study checked out the top things we like to pretend to know more about than we usually do. Here are the top answers. Music, movies, politics, sports. I don't know much about sports, so I don't even pretend. Other countries, wine. Don't know anything about wine. Books, cooking, and celebrities and gossip. And of that list, I probably know the most about movies. I know a lot about that. Not everything. I know a lot. You know what really galls me? The people who think they know everything ruin it for the rest of us who actually do know everything. It's a joke. All right. That's not true. All right. If you're late for work all the time, here are three ways to break that habit. Stop planning for the best case scenario for your commute. Stop trying to do one more thing before you leave the house. And if you get to work 15 minutes early, don't think of it as 15 minutes of less sleep. Think of it as 15 minutes to get organized. Hey, here's a list of things if you really want to be happy, all right? Stop trying to be right all the time. Stop trying to control everything and stop making excuses. Those aren't easy. I don't know how we're going to be happy. I know that. I can't control all those. All right, here's some ways to unwind if you had a super stressful week. And I think we all kind of have those from time to time, right? Unplug by signing off social media and turning off your cell phone for a few hours. Listen to some music. Get outside. Do something creative. And snuggle with your pet. Oh, I used to, whenever I got, you know, stressed out, I used to grab my dogs and just say, come here, guys. And they used to say, oh, no, he's stressed out again. He's going to want to squeeze us. And I used to go just snuggle up with my pet. He never snuggled up with me. Yeah, when we had Chester, one of our beagles, he wasn't a snuggler. Anyway, you can go to him and snuggle. He didn't care. But he never used to come up to you and lay on your lap and things like that. He just wasn't that kind of dog. But if you wanted to go, you know, lay on him, I guess he didn't mind it. A guy in Ireland tried to rob a fast food joint with a knife, but he had to run away. One of the employees pulled out a bigger knife. What movie does that remind you of? Remember Crocodile Dundee? Guy tries to hold up Crocodile Dundee with a knife, and Dundee pulls out a bigger knife. He goes, that's not a knife. This is a knife. And the guy runs away. That's exactly what that sounds like. Let's see what else we have here for you this morning. Ah, what are some things you're pretty sure everyone does, but nobody will admit to doing? Here are a few of the best ones we've heard. Changing a story a little bit as you tell it to make it better. I've done that. Talking to yourself. I do that every morning right here. Just talking in this room. If anybody was to walk, who's he talking to? How about replaying arguments in your head where this time you win? I do that all the time. When I'm in an argument with somebody, and I don't mean my wife, although I sometimes, what I do is I replay the argument in my head over and over and over again. And I do that with everybody. I remember radio station I used to work at, this is years and years and years ago, back in the 80s. And I didn't get along with one of the employees. I mean, I got along with her, but it was, you know, she was kind of, she was bossed everybody around, and I just didn't want to be bossed around. Anyway, I used to mow the lawn, and I'll fix her. And then when I went there, it was very fine. How you doing? But I used to play this argument in my head while I was mowing the lawn. All right, here are some things that should work in theory or are supposed to work, but never seem to. Like the flavor in gum lasting more than a few seconds. When was the last time you saw a gum commercial on TV? All I'm seeing on TV are commercials for drugs. Ask your doctor about, you know, those drugs. And I say gum commercials anymore. I use them all the time. Being just friends after dating. That never works. Having rational conversations on the internet. That has never worked. Especially if you're doing political stuff. People just say, hey, stupid, you're a moron. They wouldn't tell you that face to face, but they'll tell you on the internet. And tear here to open package. That never works either. I have, you know those packages where they have the reseal on them, but you have to tear open the package, and then after that you can reseal it by squeezing the top of the package. Every time I do that tear here thing, it rips through the seal, and I can't seal the package. I have to use a plastic clip to close it. Men become 90% sexier when they play the guitar. 25% of women say they've dated a guy just because he played the guitar. Huh, my brother played the guitar. He never had women running after him. He always, you know, always had a girlfriend, but I don't think women were running after him. A professor in neuroscience at Northwestern University says the key to happiness is picking the right friends, because your brain mimics the people you spend time with and you become more like them. And once you're in sync, you don't focus on minor decisions. You just focus on the stuff that matters and feel happier. They have all these things you're supposed to do to feel happier. I don't think they work. It's hard to swat a fly because they basically see the world in slow motion. And that has to do with something called flicker fusion rate. which is kind of like the frame rate of a camera. Basically, humans see 60 frames a second. Houseflies see it 250 frames a second. You can get a fly with a swatter. I've gotten them with my hand, too. You got to be fast. Got to be really fast to get them. What's the highest risk thing we touch in grocery stores when it comes to the virus and other germs? Researchers swabbed various surfaces at 24 stores and found out it's not the cart you push around. I always thought that handrail cart, you know, the cart, the handrail on the cart you push around, the supermarket cart. I thought that was the filthiest thing out there. Germiest? It's not. And they always have you wipe those down. But here's what they don't have you wipe down. The credit card PIN pads. Those are the filthiest. The handles on shopping carts weren't actually that bad after all. But those card, you know, where you put your credit card in, you have to push those PIN numbers on there. That's the filthiest, the germiest in a supermarket. I wouldn't have thunk it. 22% of people say they've fallen asleep at work. The average nap lasts 47 minutes. People are most likely to take one on Wednesdays. People are more likely to just fall asleep at their desks. But at 10% have fallen asleep in the bathroom or a meeting room. Really? You're falling asleep in the bathroom? That's kind of weird. Let's see. Is it rude to ask your guests to take off their shoes? I see people take their shoes off when they enter someone's house. They never actually say to me, take off your shoes. People who say it's not rude say it's polite. Keep the carpet clean. And it helps people relax when you're walking around with your socks with the holes in them. People say it is rude to say, you know, take your shoes off. It's tacky. You can catch people off guard without socks, and sometimes seems more like a power play when they want you to take your socks off. Okay. I've done it. I don't like doing it, but I've done it. None of my socks have holes in them, so I'm pretty good. According to the National Wildlife Federation, raking leaves is killing the environment. They're used as shelter and food for birds and chipmunks. And when you bag them up, you don't get enough oxygen to decompose them. So they end up in landfills and create methane gas and contributes to global warming. See, next fall, I'm going to remember that. When I have to rake the lawn, I'm going to remember it's not good for the environment. Don't do it. 7% of people say they could live without social media. 26% say they couldn't live without their phone. 73% said they couldn't live without food. I'm not sure how the other 27% plan to survive.
You know it, man.
63 at WRJN Radio. Looking for a partly sunny day on this first day of spring. Highs near 50. Clear sky tonight. Lows around 26. Somebody said to me the other day, how come you say clear sky? How come you don't say skies? Because there's only one sky. That's why. There's not two skies up there. Sunny tomorrow. Highs near 35. That little rodent, Punxsutawney Phil, was wrong. He said early spring. 35 doesn't sound like an early spring. And snow likely on Thursday night and Friday, maybe an inch of snow. I don't think we'll get the inch of snow, but actually spring comes in tonight at 10:06 Central Time. So there's something to look forward to. Right now it's cloudy and 31 degrees. A little breezy out there, too. You know, when you have that wind, it always feels a little colder. During the St. Patrick's Day parade, the temperature wasn't that bad. It was the wind. And made it feel colder, but it is what it is. What am I going to tell you? All right. Let's see where I left off here for you. Yeah, the last story we did, I wanted to talk more about that. 7% of people said they couldn't live without social media. And the strange part is, before social media, 100% of the world lived without social media. I mean, social media is not that old, but they couldn't live without it. 28% said they couldn't live without their phones. Again, before cell phones, 100% of the world lived without their cell phones. 73% said they couldn't live without food. Okay. I want to know what the other 27% plan to do without food. You have to have food. I mean, don't you? I guess you can live without food. You see these people lost in the mountains. They say, I was lost for 3 years, never had a bite to eat. And you see some fat guy come out of the woods. He ate. He just ate what he found in the woods. All right, three things we hate most about customer service. Not being able to get a real person on the phone. I've been lucky with that lately. All you do when you call customer service, you just have to keep saying, representative, 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 and you get somebody on the phone. How about getting someone who's rude or condescending? I've been very lucky. I haven't gotten that. Only once I got that. I was calling We Energies on the phone. And I had a question about my bill, and she said, I said, what the hell is going on there? And she said, I'm disconnecting this call. You're not going to curse in my ear. And she hung up on me. Hell, huh? Boy, she didn't like that word. And getting disconnected. Oh, how about this? You wait to talk to somebody for 20 minutes, say, hold on, let me transfer you. Then you're nothing. And you look at your phone, and you see it's been disconnected. People whose moms nagged them when they were growing up turned out to be more successful as adults. Yeah, I was a nagger. I got nagged a lot. My mother said she never nagged me. She nagged me all the time. I didn't mind it, but you know, she did nag. She nagged me up when she was 92 years old. She was still nagging me. They're more likely to go to college, avoid making really bad life choices, and have better paying jobs. Up until my mother's dying day, she always said to me, is this what you're going to do for a living? Be on the radio? I said, Mom, it's over 50 years. I think this is the end of the... But your brother's a doctor, you know. Yes, I know he's a doctor. I'm well aware of what he does for a living. Hey, quick reminder here. I want to remind you one more time about the Royal Family Kids Camp. We've got 4 tickets to see the Bucks versus the Celtics game coming up April 9th at 5 Serve Forum. You'll get row 2, seats 1 through 4. That's section 116 of the Jockey Club. You get free parking at the 5th Street Parking Garage. We'll put $10 on your Bucks app for each ticket, so that's $40. And you'll have a great night. And all the money goes to Royal Family Kids Camp. The person who runs that is the Assistant Chief of Police here in Racine, Rick Teller, and his wife. And they do this every year. They have a lot of volunteers. This for 1 week during the summer. And they let kids who normally, you know, foster kids who normally wouldn't have a great life, have a great week during the summer. And they get to do everything kids do. So this is a great opportunity for you to get these 4 tickets and help the Royal Family Kids Camp. I haven't seen the latest bid except about a week and a half ago. It was $1,200. You got to go higher than that. I'll get Chris Morrow to give me the newest bid today, and we'll see where we are. Rick Teller is going to be in this Friday talking about it again. Royal Family Kids Camp. It's out in Lake Geneva, and they do a really good job out there. He said they really give these kids a week they never forget. So that's good. All right, coming up in a few minutes, we're going to have Susan here. Susan Fearlack. Lock. But you got too many A's in there. That's why I bring that up. Susan's here to talk about the Take a Taste of out of crime. I said, all morning I've been saying Racine. Take a taste out of Racine. Take a taste out of crime. Racine Neighborhood Watch. And that's coming up in just a couple of days, right? When is that coming up?
It's coming up on Friday the 22nd at Rumble Arts. We start at 5 till 9 o'clock.
All right. Lots of food. Okay. We're going to talk about that coming up in just a moment. It's 658 WRJN, Hometown Radio Refresh, the Civic Media Station. You'll find us at 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, 1400 AM. And, of course, you can always check the podcast of this show. Go on your Apple Podcasts, Spotify, WRJN.com, CivicMedia.us. We sneak him in everywhere we can. 658 WRJN.